Hello.
Hello, my name is Janai, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, sir.
How may I assist you?
I was trying to see, can I file for unemployment because I won't be able to go back to work until September.
Okay, and what's the reason that you're laid off?
I had surgery.
Okay, so I won't be able to determine if you'll qualify for it, but we can file the claim.
Okay.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
384-86-4047.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Tina Presley Simpson.
Your date of birth?
10/28/79.
Your mother's maiden name?
Smith.
And your driver's license number?
It's P as in Paul, 624-812-79-8880.
Okay, and what was your last employer?
I was at the Hampton Inn in Daphne.
Okay. Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
You said, have I worked under the name that I have now?
No, have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
Oh, no, ma'am.
May I have your phone number?
251-264-5890.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
No, ma'am, Florida.
No. And could you repeat your license number for me?
Oh, it's P as in Paul 624, and then it got a dash 821-79-8880.
Okay. May I have your race?
Black, American.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
May I have your residential address?
1202 Hercules Street, Mobile, Alabama, 32603.
I'm sorry, you said Kirkley Street?
Hercules.
Okay. And would that also be your mailing address as well?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
I do housekeeping, inspector, and I work laundry.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
And are you looking for work in that occupation?
Yes, I'm still working. I just got, I'm just laid off right now till I get complete with my surgery.
Okay. Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
I go back to work after, once my 6 weeks is up.
Okay, so you don't have a...
No, not exact date.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, no, I just had the surgery Wednesday. But I'm still able, I can't, do too much working, but I'm still able to work like if I sit down.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Okay, how many miles I travel now? Probably 15 miles, 20. It's one of the 15 or 20 miles. I think it's 15.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest one I'll take is like 13.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
You said no?
No.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive payments. I'm sorry. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'll take the card.
Okay. And what was your last employer?
The Hampton Inn in Daphne.
Okay. And you said Daphne, right?
Yeah, Daphne, uh-huh.
Okay. May I have that employer phone number?
626-2220. It's 251.
Okay. And may I have your employment start date for that job?
April 10th of 2022.
And the last day you work?
The 5th of this month.
Okay. And you laid off due to your surgery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I had vacation, but that was like this is the last week. I just had 1 week, just this week here.
So you're getting vacation pay for this week?
Yes, ma'am, just for this week. I have it like 5 days.
Okay, how many hours would that be?
8.
And what is your pay rate per hour?
13.
18 or 13?
13.
Okay. And is Monday through Friday 40 hours per week your normal work week?
Mm-hmm. Unless we get slow, you know, it'll drop down.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked, you provided correct answers?
Ma'am?
Could you verify that all the questions I asked, you provided correct answers?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay, let me get hands. Just give me one minute. I'm trying to get up out of this bed. Okay, you go ahead.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits Right and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7382. 8-9.
Okay.
Your weekly certification.
So you said it was 1-800-752-7389?
Correct.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at
1-800-361-4524. Okay.
Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read or need me to repeat anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay. You can go ahead.
Okay. That confirmation number is 498.
498.
034
0-3-4 805 Okay, you say it's 498-034-805?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, and your PIN number is 2345.
PIN number 2 Is it 2345?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. That'll be all. You were helpful.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.